some experience with their respective programs, but a lot of newcomers. They're both making it work, aren't they?
They are making it work. Michigan with 11 transfers or new guys coming in as freshmen. Wisconsin with 7. When you do that, again, we talked a lot about that. You have to have guys that are there that know the system, which Wisconsin has, and so does Michigan. But, man, do they have great coaching staffs to be able to blend that so quickly within an 8-game stretch.
It's interesting in this new style of basketball you see in the NBA, we're seeing it in college. 45% of Michigan shots are threes. About 44% of Wisconsin shots are threes. But the Badgers still get to the line a lot, 24 attempts per game. That's impressive. As many threes as they'll take, they'll still get it to the rim as well and get to the foul line. That's if you can maintain something close to that throughout the course of the season, you're in business.
That's special, and that tells you how they're moving the ball. A lot of inside, then out, not out first. And I think that's the difference between Michigan and Wisconsin, is Wisconsin's getting it in first, and then those shots are more open. We were taught that a lot with Dick Bennett and Bo. You got to get that spacing out, and I think that's what Wisconsin does really well, hence the opportunities at the free throw line.
We've talked about it. We heard from John Black. Well, the pregame show. Obviously, John Tanjay has been a big story in college basketball, averaging 23 points a game, but it doesn't always have to be him. You get John Blackwell, who can go off in certain games. Nolan Winter, you get Max Klesman going. This team doesn't care who.
No.
Just somebody step up, get it done. And in this day and age, if you can maintain that kind of attitude, that gives you a chance to do some pretty special things, doesn't it?
Well, you see a Kamari McGee who comes off the bench.
Yes.
When he has 10 points or more, again, that equal distribution of the ball, they have guys that can score, and I think that's what makes Wisconsin so dangerous. You leave a guy open, that's a bucket. And that's not normal for most programs. You have 3 or 4 guys who can do that, not 11.
Badgers averaging 85 points per game. Michigan at 81. Now, the Wolverines have been very good defensively. 10th in adjusted defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. They have been a sticky team. They've been turnover prone, though. That's something worth watching for Michigan. Wisconsin has been pretty good, very good, protecting the basketball, even playing at a faster pace from what we're used to seeing. So we'll see if they can continue that tonight. Brian Dorsey, Michael Reed, Vern Harris are your officials. Michigan in the traveling blue with the maize trim. And Wisconsin with the by the players. Players designed through Under Armour. They've got the Bucky Badger logos on the pants. They go a little. Is Madison big enough a town we call it a skyline?
Well,
they got
sure.
Kind of the skyline sort of kind of on the back of the unis. It's a pretty sweet look. Give them credit.
I do. I really like it. I like how they blended that like early 90s zigzag pattern.
Yes.
Up the sides. A lot of eras being honored right there.
Yeah, and Bucky Badger well represented.
Very well.
On the shorts of these unis. We are set to go. Vlad Golden and Stephen Crow ready to jump center. Wisconsin and Michigan as the crowd settling in. A little late night Big Ten basketball. As Brian Dorsey ready to put it in the air. Toss and tap will belong to Michigan. And the Big Ten season is underway as the Wolverines move to our right. In the first half, Trey Donaldson against John Blackwell. A throw to Roddy Gale. He is with John Tanjay. Now to Mari Burnett. Klesman guards him. A throw to Gale Jr. on the left side. Feeds Donaldson. Baseline left. Starts to probe. Shot clock at 10. Danny Wolf, the gifted transfer from Yale. Leaves it for Gale. At the top. Drives right. Lean line on Tanjay. Pivots. Pumps, shoots, left side iron, no good. Crow the rebound. And Wisconsin will move to our left in the first half.
Great job, Wisconsin, not allowing Michigan to get to the baseline, which is exactly where they want to go.
Nolan Winter throwing to Tanjay on the right side. Michigan straight up on the defensive end. Stephen Crow, single coverage from Golden to throw to Nolan Winter. He is with Namari Burnett right now. Blackwell on the right wing, dribbles off the wing, shuffles right of the lane. Tough jumper, and getting a piece of it was Wolf. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Michigan with a shot clock at 5. Or check it. I think it got rimmed, so they.
It looked like it did.
Yeah, so they should put the shot clock to 20 as the officials trying to get that squared away. We're in the opening minute. Nope, they say it did not, so it will hold at 5. So Blackwell, sideline right. Will inbound to Crow with 3, with 2. Klesman, deep 3, beating the shot clock, banked it, missed it. Winter, the rebound, back up and in. Nolan Winter with the game's first points.
Great job by Winter to get his nose on that opposite side of the rim, waiting for that long rebound.
Trey Donaldson around a golden screen. He'll go around it again. Whips it left side to Wolf. Pass stolen away. Just gobbled up on the left wing by Nolan Winter. Turnover in Michigan. Wolverines turn it on average 15 times a game. Winter high on the right. Throwing to Crowell. Top of the circle. Golden is on him. Stevie with a flip for Tanjay. Curls off the wing. Kicks it to Winter. Stamps off a three right side. Off the left side iron. No good. Namari Burnett the rebound for Michigan. Minute 40 gone by. 2-0 Wisconsin. Donaldson off the right wing. Whips it inside to Golden. Feeds Wolf. Low on the left, flips it up and in. We're tied at two.
Yeah, their bigs go directly to the rim. Exactly what you want to do on a transition offense. Good recognition by Donaldson.
Blackwell picked up in the backcourt by Donaldson. Get it across and now start the offense with Klesman feeding Crowell. A throw to John Tanjay. Dribbles off the left wing. Left of the lane. Golden cut him off. And Tanjay, wild shot, knocked away. Wolf comes down with it. And here comes Michigan. Roddy Gale Jr. throwing a Wolf high on the right. Gets it back to Gale, the former Buckeye, throwing to Donaldson. Left side to Burnett. Inside Golden. Up right hand. Back rim no. Rebound Nolan Winter. 2:20 gone by. Tied at two. John Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. High screen from Crowell. A throw to Winter left of the circle. He'll send to Tanjay. Outside left. Wolf provides the defense on Tanjay. Trying to cross over. Draws the double. Three throws to Winter. Feeding Crowell. 12 to shoot. Crowell throws the winner again. Gives off to Tanjay. Shot clock at 8. Tanjay for 3. Left of the circle. Money. 42% from 3 coming in.
Great rotation with the ball. That got him that shot right there. A little penetration, then to the kick.
5-2 Wisconsin, 2:50 gone by. Gale for 3 right side. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out to Donaldson. He'll shoot a 3 left of the circle. That's too long, no good. Tanjay clears for Wisconsin. Outlet right sideline to John Blackwell. Brings it to the front court, throws the crowd top of the circle. Stevie with one dribble, gives off to Klesman. Max feeds Winter. Moves it off to Blackwell, tosses the crowd at the top of the arc. One dribble, a flip for Tanjay. 13 to shoot. Tanjay left of the lane, moving in. Tanjay left lane line, jumper, back iron, no good. Crowell tapped the rebound out to Blackwell. Second chance for Wisconsin. Blackwell off the right wing. Blackwell in the lane, low on the left, and his shot is sent out of bounds by Danny Wolf. Badgers keep it with 13 to shoot. And now Reuben Jones will come in for Michigan. Another one of the transfers in for Roddy Gale. Reuben Jones, transfer from North Texas.
Yeah, you see Michigan try to pick that pace up, which they want. They want that transition basketball, but it's not benefiting right now because they're not being patient enough.
The bounce pass to Crowell feeds Tanjay. Inside feed knocked away. Goes out to Crowell. Shot clock down to 6. Crowell at the top of the circle. Gives off to Tanjay with 3 to shoot. Ball knocked away. A scramble near half court. Picked up by Reuben Jones. Turnover Wisconsin. A lob broken up by Tanjay. Right back to Donaldson. Goes up. Back iron. No good. Jones comes up with it. Feeds Donaldson left corner. 5-2 Wisconsin. Not quite four minutes, into the game. Danny Wolf took a look from long range. Now moving in. Stops right elbow. He'll feed Golden. Right block. In on Crowell. One pump. Leads in. Goes right hand. Knocked away. Foul call on Stephen Crowell. A couple of seven-footers.
Ooh.
Having at it. And Stevie guilty of the foul. And the Badger bench, not pleased, will have our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 4:06 into the game. Wisconsin 5, Michigan 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Steven Crow picking up that foul a moment ago. So Vlad Golden, just 62.5% at the foul line. He shoots two, and he's no good with the first.
Yeah, good guy to foul, first of all. Second, Crow and Winter both have to recover when Golden or Wolf get that ball in the post. They can't give up 3 or 4 feet of space when they create that first move. You really got to limit that first opportunity.
Second free throw coming up for Golden is good for his first point of the night. He had 18 points against Xavier down in Fort Myers. Last outing for the Wolverines. 15:50 left of the first half. 5-3 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter out high. Danny Wolf comes out on him. Winter whips it to Max Klesman. Left-hand dribble. Now spinning in the lane. Finds the cutting. Winter to the rim. Goes up. Knocked away. Wolf comes back. Comes down with it. And here comes Trey Donaldson. Pushing. He'll throw it right side. Three in the air. Burnett is good from the right corner. And Amari Burnett, a 50-50 shooter from the three-point line coming into the game. 6-5 Michigan. 15:22 left in the first half. Steven Crowell right of the circle for Wisconsin. One dribble, he'll toss it to Winter. Whips it to John Blackwell on the left wing, being crowded by Burnett. Blackwell now picked up by Wolf on the switch. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell, a pass for Crowell. Open three straight away. It came out of his hand funny. Missed it short. And the rebound to Trey Donaldson. Donaldson weaving to the front court. Drops it back to Danny Wolf at the top of the circle. Now he'll let it fly for three. And that's short. Rebound, Blackwell. Wolf got hot from three in that Xavier game. Hit 4 out of 5 from long range. Blackwell, right lane line, created a little space. Hits a little mid-range for the right lane line. 7-6 Wisconsin.
Really nice job body control not to extend that arm and just get the shoulder into it. So great space by Blackwell.
14:35 left of the first half. 7-6 Wisconsin. Wolf right of the circle. Operates against Winter, and now Crowell the switch. Wolf puts it on the deck, left lane line, throws it up left hand, no good. Rebound spiked off onto the floor, and then gathered by Nolan Winter. Good work by Winter. Here's Tanjay, right sideline front court. Foul off the ball. And I think they may get...
Is that Wolf?
I was thinking Danny Wolf. Yep, that's going to be the case. That'll be his first and the first on Michigan.
He got a clean elbow from Steve right to the chin. That's probably, I think he was trying to get his balance and he just grabbed him.
Crow and Tanjay will check out. Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore is in. Sam Walters, 6'10 sophomore from Florida, transfer from Alabama, is in for Wolf. And Will Cheddar, one of the returnees for the Wolverines, 6'8", Richard Jr. in the lineup. Kamari McGee, baseline right, will throw it into Max Klesman. Baseline right on the dribble, in the lane, out to Gilmore for three, left of the circle. Yes, sir! Wasting no time. First three-point hit of the year for Carter Gilmore. 10-6 Wisconsin. 14:08 left first half. Rodigale off the left wing in the lane. Steps through. Right-hand shot. Rolls off the back rim. No good. Cheddar the offensive rebound. Left block up. Right hand good. Cheddar averaging 6 a game.
Wisconsin's got to limit the second chance opportunity. That's the third time they've allowed at least a second shot to the rim.
10-8 Wisconsin. 13:50 left in the first half. Max Klesman around a ball screen from Nolan Winter. Max in the lane. 8-footer in the paint. Off the rim and out, no good. Trey Donaldson the rebound for Michigan. He'll push it left side of the front court, throwing to Gale. Refeeds Donaldson, turned it down, feeds Walters right of the lane, kills the dribble, gives off to Cheddar, hands it back to Walters, stamps off a three straight away, and that clanked off the back backboard to the right side iron. Badgers clear it. Here's Blackwell front court, swoops off the left wing in the lane, and he gets fouled. Reuben Jones getting in there. That'll be his first foul as Tanjay ready to re-enter. Jack Janicki will be coming in as well.
I don't know about you, but I'm noticing the physicality difference.
Yes.
We were talking about that dial being turned up. Here we go. A lot of hits, a lot of bumps. I don't think everybody's ready for that. I'm not just talking Wisconsin, but you can see it on Michigan, too. That shot was so flat because he just got bumped out of that screen. So really good job by both teams adjusting.
Your kind of game, isn't it?
Ooh. Gets me excited.
Yeah, I know. I know it does.
I want to rough you up over here, man.
I know. Butchie hits me when Biggs hit a three, and you just hit me because. So that's good. First free throw is good for John Blackwell. Klesman and Winter will check out. So you got McGee, Janicki, Tanjay Blackwell, and Carter Gilmore on the floor. Second free throw coming up for John Blackwell in the air and good.
Well, good adjustment by Wisconsin on the bench to get the starters a break. They're a little smaller now, so you've got more of a shooting guard focused.
12-8 Wisconsin, 13-15 left in the first half. Donaldson, his pass knocked away by Tanjay. John runs it down. Tanjay to the goal, slam dunk with the right hand. Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you see how far back he cocked that thing?
Oh, a nasty punch from Tanjay. 14-8 Wisconsin. Here's Gale on the right side. Feeds Cheddar at the top of the circle. Cheddar picked up the dribble as Gilmore closes. Now Reuben Jones cut off by McGee at the foul line. Feeds Donaldson. Wide open three, left side short. Long rebound. Diving for it as Gilmore couldn't control it. Walters comes up with it. Here's Donaldson. Blows off the right wing. Flies to the goal. Shot up. Around it out. No good. And Donaldson slow to get up. Rebound Blackwell. Wisconsin pushing. Blackwell crosses over. In the lane. Stop. Scooped it up. No, but he is fouled by Will Cheddar. And Blackwell goes to the free throw line.
Really aggressive defense, really aggressive offense. Good job by Wisconsin to amp it up. They noticed that bumping early. And, man, I really like how Blackwell, Tanjay, everybody's picking that energy up.
Boy, that dunk from Tanjay is going to make any number of highlight shows tonight and into the morning. Blackwell at the foul line, 14-8 Wisconsin, 12:27 left in the first half. First free throw is good. Badgers lead the nation in free throw shooting, 86.5% from the line coming into the game. L.J. Kaysen, freshman out of Lakeland, Florida, checking in now, 6'2 guard. Who had originally committed to FAU, but when the coach there became the coach of Michigan, he said, I'll follow you. Second free throw is good for Blackwell. Now Klesman back in as Blackwell will sit down. Six early points for Blackwell. 16-8 Wisconsin, 12:27 left in the first half. Reuben Jones, transfer out of North Texas, part of that team that knocked Wisconsin out of the NIT in the semifinals. He was off to Gale and lost it out of bounds, harassed by Klesman, and Gale turned it over out of bounds to Wisconsin.
What I've noticed in the transition for the last eight games, Wisconsin was early giving up that baseline, but you notice the last few games, they've really cut it off to force guys into the middle, back to help.
Carter Gilmore gives off to Jack Janicki. Left-hand dribble. Now stops top of the arc. Throws to Gilmore. Feeds Tanjay between the arcs. Tanjay trying to cut off, trying to cross over. He's cut off by Jones. Now Gilmore feeds Kamari McGee. Hooks it back to Gilmore. Gives off to Klesman. Six to shoot. Klesman off the left wing. Running right-hander. No, but a foul. And Max Klesman will go to the free throw line for two shots. They get the freshman L.J. Kaysen. And a good start here for the Badgers now at the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And when the holidays get real, start at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:52 left in the first half, Wisconsin 16, Michigan 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo power tools. Plus, power tools make great gifts. Metabo cordless drills provide the power and function to make your next job more productive. Pick one up today for just $99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 11:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 16, Michigan 8.
Wisconsin's shooting better. That's about the only statistical difference. But what you see on the court is their physicality has increased over the last 3 to 4 minutes. And that's really, I think, shook Michigan a little bit and not ready for that extra punch.
Max Klesman at the free throw line. Averaging 11.5 points a game so far this season. Good with the first free throw. 92% from the line coming in. He hasn't been shooting it well from three so far, but it's early. And with his experience, history tells us that that number is going to go up. Second free throw for Max is too long, no good. Reuben Jones the rebound. Rangers 5 out of 6 at the foul line here in the early going. 11:45 left in the half, 17-8 Wisconsin. Kaysen against Kamari McGee, throwing to Reuben Jones, refeeds Kaysen between the arcs. Kaysen puts it on the deck, gets a screen from Golden in the lane. Puts it out to Danny Wolf. He's with Tanjay. Wolf, one left-handed to the free throw line. Back out to Kaysen. Long three right of the circle. In and out. No good. Rebound, Max Klesman. Max will bring it up the floor. Left of the lane against Kaysen. Now drops it back to Crow. Feeds Klesman off the left wing again. Pivots. Bounces into Crow. Tough pass. Knocked away. Wolf turnover, Wisconsin. Here's LJ Kaysen weaving to the front court to the line. Feeds Wolf low on the right. Layup. No, but he's fouled by Klesman. That'll be the first on Max.
It was a little sloppy by Max in there. He got himself stuck in a corner instead of just getting it out and reversing that ball. There was just too much defensive pressure there.
Talking with Greg Gard before the game, and he caught your attention, too. He's talking about Danny Wolf comping him a little bit with Frank Kaminsky in that seven-footer who can put it on the floor, hurt you in different ways. Very skilled guy. He was at Yale, was very good there, and now everybody else seeing what he's about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the reference to Frank because Frank had the same attributes. He'd get on the court, he'd get the ball to the lane. He saw the court really well and distribute the ball. Danny does the same stuff. It's really fun to watch.
All Ivy League he was. Knocked off Auburn in the NCAA tournament. Team Trey Donaldson was a part of, and now their teammates. Second free throw good for Wolf, 17-10 Wisconsin, 11:08 left in the first half. McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. He'll run the show now out there with Tanjay, Klesman, Janicki, and Crow. Klesman outside left, high screen Crow. Max whips it to Janicki at the left point. Gives off to Tanjay left wing, into Crow left of the lane. Golden single coverage. Backing is Crow, backing mid post left, now at the block. One pump, pivots, up left hand, too long, no good. Wolf the rebound. One and out for Wisconsin. Danny Wolf with a head of steam. Now stops, feeds Golden. He'll launch a three right of the circle. Nope. Rebound, Wolf at the left elbow. Knocked away. Got it back to the rim. Layup good. Wolf with 6. Michigan within 5. 17-12 Wisconsin. 10:30 left in the half. John Tanjay. Left of the circle for Wisconsin. Roddy Gale Jr. defends. Now Janicki. Quick pass Crow. Throwing to Klesman right side. Little shot fake and then knocked out of bounds as he put it on the deck. And with that, Blackwell and Winter will come back in. You got Janicki and McGee coming out.
Good substitutions for Wisconsin. Need a little bit more speed, a little bit more size to get in there. And Crow, really, on that first move, he's got to make his counter right away. He waited just a little too long. And it's too hard to re-counter that again with seven-footers in the lane.
Tanjay inbounds to Blackwell. Damari Burnett back in the game was on him. Now Wolf gets Blackwell on the switch. A pass to Nolan Winter with a shot clock down to 8. Winter throwing to Crow, right wing. Crow against Golden, 5 to shoot. Blackwell steps back, 3 in the air, right of the circle, around the rim and out, no good. good. Rebound, Vlad Golden to Michigan with 10 minutes left in the half. 17-12, Wisconsin. Burnett throwing to Golden at the top of the circle. Right-hand toss gets to Burnett off a deflection at the right corner. Takes it out to the wing, whips it to Roddy Gale. Inside feed, Golden catches, and he'll spike it with a left hand.
That's on Blackwell right there. He's got to be down on that center point. His guy's 30 feet from the basket, so better rotation with Wisconsin, especially when they're hedging that far out.
17-14, Wisconsin. 9:35 left in the first half with a six-point run for Michigan. Tanjay right side. He'll work off the wing, in the lane, into a double team. Gets it out of there to Max. Flips a three left side, off the rim, no good. And the rebound of Reuben Jones. He'll push it up the floor for Michigan, right lane line, knocked away by Tanjay, out of bounds. It'll belong to Michigan as they get a foul called. It looks like, yep, they will, on Tanjay. That'll be his first, and team foul number three.
Back to what we talked about at the keys, Michigan the last probably 5-6 possessions really getting down the floor quickly, getting easy looks, sometimes not making them, but at least they're getting into the lane.
Reuben Jones, part of that NIT championship team for North Texas 2 years ago, hits the first free throw. Carter Gilmore will come in for Stephen Crowell. Michigan is now within two at 17-15, Wisconsin. Rodgers have gone the last 2.5 minutes without scoring. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped to Gilmore. 17-15, the Badgers. 9:15 left in the first half. Blackwell, right sideline to the front court. Left-hand hip-high dribble, throwing to Gilmore. Quick pass, Tanjay. Top of the circle, Jones getting into him, and too much so is called for his second foul.
I like the aggressiveness, though, because you're going to get somebody who's younger, who's not ready for that kind of that move into the defensive position. So really, really heady job by Michigan to get in the lanes, but great job by Tanjay to keep his position and keep him off.
Jones out, Trey Donaldson in. Tanjay operates against him now. Tanjay left lane line in the paint, throws it up, got fouled. And John Tanjay goes right back to the free throw line. He gets Trey Donaldson with his first foul.
I love the spacing in that series because Tanjay's got about 3 or 4 inches on him, and I'd rather him go all the way to the hole. Especially being the leading scorer, he's going to be able to get opportunities.
94.5% at the free throw line is John Tanjay, 69 out of 73, but he is short with the first one here. He has 5 points early on, 17-15 Wisconsin with 9:01 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay, averaging nearly 23 points a game. And he connects on the second free throw. And that stops Michigan's run at 7, 18-15 Wisconsin. 8:55 left in the first half of the Kohl Center. Danny Wolf right of the circle. Couple of left-hand dribbles, inside feed. Too long for Golden, but he was fouled. That's why he did not connect. So they're going to get Blackwell here, or perhaps Gilmore. Let's see. Yeah, it will be on Gilmore. 8:49 left in the half. First on Gilly and number four on Wisconsin. Trey Donaldson baseline left will inbound it. Finds Damari Burnett. He'll catch left corner. Feeds Golden left wing. Oh, he got away from Winter. Goes to the goal and hammers it down with a right hand. Ooh. Whoa. That was nasty.
That is a 7-foot big man move right there.
Yeah, some grown man basketball going on here. 18-17 Wisconsin. Blackwell, tough bounce to Klesman. Gets it back to Blackwell. Bumper cars there with Trey Donaldson. Blackwell, left-hand toss for Winter. Wide open, turned it down. Rhythm dribble, three in the air. Nope, off the right side iron. No good. Roddy Gale the rebound. Michigan trying to get the lead back. 18-17 Wisconsin, 8:15 left of the first half. Wolf high on the right, gets it to Golden. Off the right wing, lost the handle, goes to the floor. Knocked away Blackwell. Golden gets it back, feeds Gale. Now to Burnett, three try left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Carter Gilmore. Outlet to Blackwell, trying to push it. Blackwell bounces to Tanjay, down the lane, throws it up, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked into the hands of Trey Donaldson. Donaldson brings it the other way for Michigan. Throwing left side to Mari Burnett, open three left wing, is short. Rebound back tapped, and another chance for Michigan. Donaldson gathers left sideline. Goes at the Wolf. He'll try a three left of the circle, and that's straight through for Danny Wolf. His first three of the game, and Michigan leads 20-18.
Well, second chance opportunities. Michigan's really cleaning up the glass.
7:30 left in the half. Michigan up two. Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay around a Winter screen. Dribbles off the wing in the lane. Slipped it into Winter. Shot blocked by Wolf. What a play by Danny Wolf to get the rejection.
And wow,
here
what
comes
a recovery.
Michigan big time. Gale left corner, throws the Wolf high on the left. Wolf goes inside to Golden, posting on Nolan Winter, mid post left. Backing is Golden, left shoulder turn, up right hand, banked it, missed it, rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we're at the under eight media timeout. Hey Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matcha Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 7:05 left in the first half. Michigan 20, Wisconsin 18. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:05 left in the half, 20-18 Michigan. Leading Wisconsin. Up the floor comes Kamari McGee for the Badgers. Beating Xavier Amos, getting his first run here tonight. A throw to Tanjay. Open three right of the circle. In and out, no good. Crowd the offensive rebound. Back up, no good. Rebound loose. Amos comes up with it. He'll throw it up in traffic, no. And he was fouled on the play. So now the Badgers getting second chances, and they are rewarded with free throws.
That's Wolf's second. He's got to be really careful here.
Yeah, good catch.
Kind of the same situation that happened in the pick game. Their bigs got in trouble, and then it got them on their heels a little bit. So hopefully this is an advantage for the Badgers.
Xavier Amos at the foul line. Good with the first free throw. Dusty May hasn't been real crazy about playing guys with two fouls. And with that second on Wolf, he's going to come out. Sam Walters will come back in. So that's huge here for Wisconsin, although Walters, he can play a little too.
Yeah,
transfer,
he's not a slouch.
From Alabama, yeah. Second free throw for Xavier Amos in the air, and that rattles out Roddy Gale Jr., the rebound. 20-19 Michigan, 6:45 left in the first half. Donaldson throwing to Burnett high on the left. Picked up by Blackwell. Now Donaldson against McGee. Looks a pass to Will Cheddar. He'll try a three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. Ahead to Kamari McGee. Right sideline of the front court. Hit the brakes. Feeds Amos at the top. Rotates Tanjay. And an offensive foul on Tanjay. Yeah, pushed off. Damari Burnett getting there. And that is number two on Tanjay. So Greg Gard has a decision to make. And he's going to send Max Klesman back into the game.
Yeah, that's smart. I think what was missed an opportunity. You've got Cheddar trying to guard Crowell right now in the post, and that is just a time to go eat. So I hope Wisconsin's seeing that mismatch.
So both Dusty May and Greg Gard with a couple of key players on the bench with two fouls. 6:20 left in the half. 20-19 Michigan. Burnett hands off to Donaldson. Outside left. Feeds Burnett. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hooks it to Cheddar. Thought about it. Turned it down. Feeds Walters. Back out front for Burnett. Rotates left wing for Roddy Gale. Gale off the left wing. Tough pass. Not gathered by Cheddar. Diving for it is McGee. He got fouled by Cheddar. That's 2-1 Will Cheddar. And a 1-1 here should be coming up for Kamari McGee on team foul number 8.
That's actually pretty big for Wisconsin with their bigs being in foul trouble, because now you're going to get Golden to play probably an extra 6 to 7 minutes that he's not used to.
Yeah. Wisconsin 5 of 22 from the field. Michigan 7 of 24. Shooting has been an issue. Defense has been pretty salty. 1-1 for McGee is good, and that's the first point for Kamari, and we're tied at 20.
Yeah, definitely a lot more hitting and moving and banging, and that is definitely taking a shot on the legs.
Yeah, a little different world right now. Second free throw for McGee in the air, and that's good, and the Badgers have the lead back. 21-20 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Michigan 29% for the field. The Badgers not quite 23% for the floor. Burnett outside left. Blackwell defends. Walters the screen. Burnett will throw away from it to Gale. Now sends it back out to Walters at the midcourt logo. Hands off to Donaldson with 10 of the shot clock. Golden the screen. Donaldson will use it. Moving to his right. Shuffles in the lane. Inside Golden. Pick and roll up. No good. Rebound tipped high in the air. Pulled down by Xavier Amos. Outlet to Blackwell. And he'll circle and play 5-on-5. Ball screen Crowell. Blackwell to the free throw line. Driving into the lane. One pump. Slipped it into Crowell. Low on the right. Layup good. Nice feed from Blackwell. 3-point lead Wisconsin.
Really good decision, especially with the collapse. Beautiful eyes.
Donaldson a leaner in the lane from 14 feet out. No good. McGee the rebound. Badgers up 23-20. 5:10 left in the half. Blackwell on the push. Crosses over right lane line. Pushed it up. Missed, but a foul. And Blackwell will go back to the free throw line.
I think Wisconsin does things really well. When they notice a team is back on their heels a little bit, they're really attacking the glass and getting great opportunities. The thing they're also doing is they're, when you're struggling shooting from the floor, they're hitting free throws.
Yeah.
And this is a key to keep themselves in the game when you're not shooting quite as well as you normally do.
They get Roddy Gale Jr. with a foul, his first. Blackwell is a 1-1 non-shooting foul. Missed the front end. A scramble for the rebound. Gale trying to save it, and he did as he spiked it off of Xavier Amos. Badgers have missed a few more than usual at the foul line. They are 9 of 13 here so far.
It's going to happen. Legs are a little heavier tonight.
First miss for Blackwell, who's 4 out of 5. 23-20 Wisconsin with 5 minutes left in the first half. Trey Donaldson going to Golden. Catches it in some traffic at the top of the circle. He'll give off to Amari Burnett. Burnett around the Golden screen. Blackwell working over it. Burnett in the lane. Reverse layup attempt. Knocked away by Crowell. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Michigan. As Golden took one to the face. And check to make sure he's all right. 7'1", 250-pound grad transfer. Started his college career at Texas Tech. Made a name for himself at FAU there 3 years. Inbounds pass to him off the right block. Soft touch right-hander, no good. And then Blackwell guilty of the foul, getting underneath Amari Burnett. And that will be the first on Blackwell. And the sixth on Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin's not ready. They were just all standing around looking for the ball. You got to be ready. Steve gave him the ball 3 feet from the basket.
Inbounds pass to Golden. Gives off to Sam Walters, right of the circle. Soft bounce. It got there to Burnett. Feeds Walters. Tries a three right side. Missed it short. McGee the rebound for Wisconsin. 23-20 the Badgers. 4:30 left of the first half. Crowell out high. Golden on him. Steven picked up the dribble. He'll send it to Xavier Amos at the top of the circle. Rotates to Blackwell in the left wing. Blackwell whips it to Crowell right of the circle. Finds McGee right wing off the Crowell screen. Pulls off the wing. In the lane is Kamari, and he's short arm that, and that's knocked out of bounds. Off the missed shot, out of bounds. It will belong to Wisconsin.
It looked like he wanted to throw that up to Crowell.
Yeah,
and in the last second, he pulled it back and tried to shoot it.
Yeah, that's exactly what that looked like. Nolan Winter coming in for Crowell.
It's the right look. His pace has got to change. He's going 100% all the time. That's something with the guards that I learned when we played. They'd go 50% and then go 75%. You got to change the pace just a little bit.
little jostling there as the Badgers trying to get it inbounds.
Here we go, that chippy Big Ten play.
Blackwell and Burnett having at it. Inbounds pass to Nolan Winter. Is to Amos up top for Blackwell. 4:08 left till halftime. 23-20, Wisconsin leads Michigan. Bobbing off a high screen of Winter is Max Klesman on the dribble. Baseline right, mid-range jump. Good off the bounce. 25-20, Wisconsin with 3:52 left in the half.
There's the old Max.
There you go. Get him going.
Get that rhythm here.
Trey Donaldson going to Burnett, scoops it back to Donaldson high on the right. Quick pass, Golden. Top of the circle, darts it to Sam Walters. He'll feed Donaldson high on the left. Sends to L.J. Kaysen back in there for Michigan. Bounce pass, Golden. Single coverage, Winter. A little dig from Klesman. Golden, mid-post right, pass deflected, stolen away by Blackwell. Turnover, Michigan. Blackwell pushing to the line. Now takes it left wing, circles it back out as the Badgers will run their stuff.
7-0 run here going in the last few minutes. Really big advantage for Wisconsin.
Thomas McGee finding Xavier Amos out between the circles. Sends to Winter, 10 to shoot. Now McGee off the left wing in the lane. Slips to the Winter low on the left, and he'll drop it in. Beautifully executed. Badgers lead 27-20.
Much better on the pace. Slowed it up, sucked the defense in. Winter was wide open on that layup.
Now a 9-point run for the Badgers. 2:53 left in the first half. Donaldson in the lane, drawing kick. Walters catching, shooting a three. Right corner missed it. Rebound into the hands of John Blackwell. Blackwell up the middle up to the front court. Now right lane line drives. Leads it for Winter. Trailing slam dunk. As a timeout taken by Michigan, make it an 11-point run for the Badgers.
And that is a Wisconsin team who is taking advantage of what is given to them. Great job by Wisconsin in the last 4 minutes.
Timeout on the floor. 2 minutes, 41 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Michigan 20. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. A buzzer beater tonight. Josh Dix hits a three to get Iowa an 80-79 win against Northwestern. Indiana out of conference. No trouble with Sam Houston. 97-71. 2:41 left of the first half. This Big Ten opener in Madison. Wisconsin 29, Michigan 20.
When you look at the stats, it's pretty even across the board here. Wisconsin's really evened it out on the rebounding edge. They've stopped it in the transition points. They've evened them up. Now they're up in the points on the paint. So a little ebb and flow with the game, but I think Wisconsin is continued to be aggressive, where Michigan, with foul trouble, has had to back up just a little bit.
Michigan on a five-minute scoring drought. L.J. Kaysen throwing it to Amari Burnett high on the right. Klesman defense pass knocked away. Wolf will gather in the backcourt. Reset for the Wolverines. Wolf against Xavier Amos. Going to Golden. Hands it back to Wolf in the lane. Hooks it to Golden. Low on the left. Goes up and got fouled. Shot rolled off the rim. No good. But Vlad Golden will go to the free throw line for a pair as they get Xavier Amos for his first foul.
What they got to learn
checking is Nolan Winter. Beg your pardon. It's on Winter.
What they got to learn is 7-footers can't stop. So just get in front of them and let them just take you a little bit.
Yeah, good point.
That's not a fun foul, but.
No. Take him on for the team, as they would say.
That's right.
Golden with 5 points. 1-2 at the foul line. First free throw is good. Stops the drought and stops what was an 11-point run for Wisconsin. 29-21, the Badgers, 2:20 left in the first half. Second free throw for Golden is good. 29-22, Wisconsin. The inbounds pass goes to Kamari McGee. Out there with Amos, Blackwell, Winter, and Klesman. That's the five on the floor for Greg Gard's group. Klesman out between the arcs. Takes the dribble to the left wing. Surveys, feeds Klesman. Max, right lane line. He'll backtrack beyond the three-point arc. Golden is on him. Now Wolf will pick him up. A throw to Winter. 7 to shoot. Here's Kamari off the left wing. Stopped. Turns it out to Amos for 3 straight away. That's blocked by Burnett. Now Kaysen trying to go up the floor. His pass deflected. Stolen by McGee at half court. And the Badgers get the fresh shot clock as they go back to work. 1:44 left in the half. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Klesman. Goes to Winter, Nolan on the right wing, a handoff to Blackwell. Picked up by Reuben Jones. Blackwell pounds it. High screen from Winter, and a mid-range jumper from Blackwell is off the right side iron. No good. Danny Wolf the rebound. 1:25 left in the half, 29-22 Wisconsin. Wolf throwing to L.J. Kaysen, left sideline. Kaysen against Max Klesman, the freshman. Tried to create a little space, and he lowered the shoulder. Rookie mistake there. Offensive foul on L.J. Kaysen. Player control, non-shooting. That's the second foul on Kaysen as Crowell will come in for Nolan Winter.
Great job by the veteran, able to get that extra space. Lead him right into that.
1:15 left in the half, 29-22 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee up the floor, high screen Crowell. Kamari throwing to Xavier. Amos feeds Klesman, whipped it inside, caught by Crowell. Single coverage, Golden, off the right block, out to Amos. Xavier to the line in the lane, scooped to the left hand, knocked away. Wolf saved it. Here comes L.J. Kaysen. It's 2-on-2. Kaysen in the lane, tried to wrap around layup, and it's sent out of bounds by Kamari McGee. Just not having it is Kamari. Michigan keeps it with 56.2 left in the half.
The timing of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. Wisconsin has to keep attacking. Wolf's got two. Amos can't go away from the hoop. He's got to go right at his chin for that layup.
Gilmore in, Amos out. Michigan inbounding. Reuben Jones, baseline left, into Burnett, catching, shooting a three left corner. Halfway down, it popped out. Rebound, back tap to Kaysen. Jones will try a three right side. That's no good. Rebound, battle for Golden to the floor. Gilmore to the floor. He can't control. Then they'll get Gilmore for a foul on Burnett. And that's going to be the second foul on Carter Gilmore. There were probably three or four fouls that happened in that sequence. 43.7 seconds left in the first half. Golden got popped. You know, just going for the ball was Klesman, and he got a piece of the face of Vlad Golden there.
A little bit of shoulder, a little elbow.
Not for the meek. Damari Burnett at the free throw line. So brief conference here from the officials. As now Brian Dorsey going over to visit with Michigan coach Dusty May. Well, Golden, he took that to the face, but that really looked like a basketball play here. And
yeah, it looked like
they're going to take a look at it on the monitors, but I'm thinking that's what they were looking at. But it looked like a basketball play.
It really did.
As Klesman was going for the loose ball, but he did get into the face. The elbow got into the face of Golden. So they're going to take a look at it.
Oh yeah, that was incidental.
Well,
contact.
They might be checking Crowell too. Crowell got a hand in there.
Went for the ball though.
Yeah, you think? Okay.
Yes, right when he comes down here, watch. He tries to go for the ball.
Yeah. And just, okay. Yep.
It's just incidental. In my opinion, that's an incidental contact, but who knows what they're going to call? They're getting really sensitive about that head contact, which I understand.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, at first I thought it was Klesman they were looking at, but it was the right-handed Crowell getting in the face of Golden. Yeah. And then now they're determining, is that a basketball play? 43.7 seconds left in the half, 29-22, Wisconsin leading Michigan. Noisy. Two officials look at it. They bring the third over to look at it. Now all three of them are going to talk about it.
They're like, do we really want to call this with 43 seconds left right now? Probably not. It's kind of like that Bud Light commercial. Dramatic, not dramatic. Right. How close do we want to make it dramatic?
The foul, by the way, that was called was on Carter Gilmore. They were checking for a potential flagrant, and I don't think they're going to get that.
No, it doesn't look like that.
Brian Dorsey over there visiting with Dusty May, the Michigan coach.
Can't really tell. Guard does seem a bit heated.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the contact in general that he's not real pleased with, but it's just, it's the Big Ten. Coaches are going to work them, right?
Oh, of course.
So that's how it is.
Bob and weave, bob and weave. Wisconsin's done a really great job. Last, I would say about 8 minutes of the first half, when Michigan got in some foul trouble with Wolf and some of the other guys that are in there, and that just turned the rhythm. They were able to go to the rim a lot more, get more opportunities in the lane. So just that overall, and good job at Wisconsin recognizing that.
This is a 1-1 for Namari Burnett, who is 3 of 6 at the foul line this season. And here's the front end, and that's good. 29-23, Wisconsin with 43.7 seconds left in the first half. This has not been a shooting clinic here. Michigan 21% from the floor. The Badgers 30%. Wisconsin 2 of 10 from 3. Michigan's 2 of 16. Second free throw coming up for Burnett. And it's good. Both teams helping themselves at the foul line and their ability to get there. 29-24, Wisconsin, down to 38 seconds left of the break. Max Klesman out front. Michigan
a little 1-2-2.
Yes, they are. Here's Kamari McGee surveying with 15 to shoot. Gilmore left of the circle. Carter out between the arcs. Gives it up to Klesman. Long three on the way. Yes, sir. Klesman drills a triple. 32-24, Wisconsin. Shot clock off. 15 seconds left in the half. And Roddy Gale running the offense, throwing to Reuben Jones. Baseline right, cut off by Gilmore. 7 seconds left in the half. Donaldson driving. Pass knocked away by Crowell. Golden to the floor, and did he get a timeout? He did. That's the second one here for Michigan. So they'll have two remaining as we'll move to the second half. Still 3 seconds left in the first. 32-24. Wisconsin, I thought for a moment on that drive that Donaldson may have taken an extra step there, but there was
he
no
did.
Whistle.
He drug his pivot foot, and that should have been a traveling call. They're going to miss that kind of stuff in these kind of situations. What I really like is Carter realized on the transition to get that ball to the opposite weak side. He screened the zone, and that let Klesman have that three. So great job by Carter to instantly understand what defense they were in.
That's why he's out there, right? I mean, he can get you a few points here and there, but he's smart.
He's smart.
He knows where to be. He does things that many don't notice, except for guys like you who played and the guys with them who do play now. Does some of that work to free up his teammates.
Absolutely. He does those little things on defense. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. So when you got a guy like that, when you're in foul trouble or your guys need air, what a great guy to be able to substitute in.
3 seconds left in the half, 32-24 Wisconsin. Trey Donaldson will be inbounding. Donaldson baseline right as McGee in his face. Here we go. Donaldson looks. And whistle. They'll get Klesman for a foul as he bumped Gale to the floor. And that's going to be the second foul on Max Klesman.
He sucked his arms in, and that's how Klesman got that foul. So Klesman said, you got to look at the...
Good savvy.
Yeah, that's why they're discussing it right now, because he went to go in on that, and he grabbed both of his arms and pulled them in. So, I mean, smart move. Right there by Gale Jr., but Klesman got caught with his hands in the cookie jar just a little bit.
Roddy Gale at the free throw line with 3 seconds left in the first half. And the free throw is good. One more coming for Gale. That's his first point of the night. He averages 11 per game. Averaged 13.5 for Ohio State last season. 32-25 Wisconsin. Second free throw in the air, and that's good. Greg has a use it or lose it timeout. He's going to use it with 3 seconds left in the first half. 32-26 Wisconsin leading Michigan.
I bet you see one of their classic, I'm going to call it classic only because I've watched it for 20 years with Bo. Classic out of bounds, 3 seconds left, where it's a kind of an end around where they come around and they run the whole thing down the one sideline. I bet you they're going to run a play like that to get it down to the end of the, get at least a decent shot on the three-point end.
Yeah, try to get it with your motion going toward the basket.
Correct.
And if you're Dusty May, you want him to try to go side to side if you can. As Bo would always say, be a pillar.
Right? Be a pillar, absolutely.
Go east-west, not north-south.
Yes, absolutely. But the way Michigan plays, I bet you they come out in a full court press. Yeah,
yep,
there we go.
They are.
Yeah, full court press. Yeah,
he's got Darrell Brooks. Goes by Fat Fat. Nickname his daddy gave him as a baby. Fat Fat Brooks, a freshman out of Grand Rapids. Inbound against Gilmore. Roaming left. Golden in his face. Inbounds past Klesman with the head of steam. With two. With one. Half court heave. Counts if it goes. It's short. And we have hit halftime here at the Kohl Center. A lot of defense, a lot of physicality. It's the Big Ten. What did you expect? Got a good one going on here tonight.
We do.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. At the half, Wisconsin 32, Michigan 26. We're back with a halftime report. Presented by Culver's, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
At the half, Wisconsin leads Michigan 32-26. Max Klesman, John Blackwell, John Tanjay, Nolan Winter, each with 6 points. Danny Wolf, 9 points, six rebounds for Michigan. Shooting a struggle for both teams, really about the free throw line, where Michigan's 10 out of 12, Wisconsin 9 of 13. Michigan 21% from the floor in the first half, 32%. For the Badgers. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
At the half, Wisconsin 32, Michigan 26. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from John Tanjay right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality,